Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year, so let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
The day from 2005, Alcohol by Brad Paisley, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Bill, you're up.
100% you. I led yesterday.
He did.
Yes. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh.
Yes.
Bill did go first yesterday for Lonesome Loser.
What was that song called?
Alcohol.
Alcohol.
By Brad Paisley from 2005.
Just the song name is Alcohol.
That's right.
Just Alcohol. Not beer. Not, just
nope.
Alcohol. Just.
I think.
He went through some crazy.
He did say helping white people dance.
That's what I was wondering. Did I have that right?
You heard that
right.
You got that right.
I want to make sure
helps
I heard
white
that right.
People dance. Yep.
That was. Wow, Steve, go ahead.
Is it kind of funny?
It's a funny song.
It's kind of funny. It's kind of, there's parts of it I don't really mind. The one thing that made me laugh was the lampshade on the head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's always been it's been noted if someone's drank too much alcohol, they'll have the lampshade on their head. But I've never seen that. I've never really been at a party and said, look at Todd.
Duke never did that.
No, Duke never had a lampshade on his head. Just never saw anybody go to that extreme.
Where no, all I haven't either.
I've never seen the lampshade on the head, but it's always referred to in that. So yep.
I can't do it. It's funny. I know people are going to like it. The Breakers are going to love this, I bet. You're going to get super high scores.
Yeah, it's been okay so far.
I'm not. I can't force it. I just don't think it was very good at all.
You're a lyrics guy. It's funny lyrics.
Kind of.
Lyrics were interesting.
Sort of funny.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm a hard no on that song. I had 205 country, I'm pretty much out on. I could get it to a 3.7.
3.7. I'm going to be by a 4.6.
That's good.
4.6, as high as I can go. I'm not really listening to it. It's not walk up. The chance of me finishing that song, I might just be going, these lyrics are kind of funny and kind of odd.
Kind of
I kind of want to hear it.
It's kind
now,
of
Now, I would say this. If I heard that song and then 9 days later, heard it again. There's no way I'm listening to it again.
No.
That's a song you listen to once every maybe
once every year,
every 16 months.
Wow. See, here's the problem, Bill. And Bill, I don't know, maybe he doesn't have this problem. I had just watched TikTok video of the Highwaymen last night.
That's tough to compare to that. So, I mean,
and then you got this.
That's not a fair comparison to Brad
here
Paisley.
Comes Paisley. I mean, just doesn't, you can't,
Some things in life aren't fair. A comparison to the Highwaymen is just not. It's not doable.
I think Rudy's going to be a not much higher. 5.5.
4.7.
He says, made for me on O Street, but 4.7.
4.7.
Rudy.
Yeah.
Rudy, what about Havelock? What about Havelock?
Go to Arnold's.
Yes.
Arnold's Tavern, Bob's Tavern. Support Havelock.
Yes,
come on, Rudy.
Support
Rudy,
Havelock.
Go out there at Arnold's.
It's closer to you also, Rudy.
We do.
Closer
love,
to West.
We love
play
Arnold.
Some shuffleboard.
Yeah. Some ratings here before we move to Bill's Thrills. Guilt Nerd 10. It's not a 10, but I appreciate it.
Sip spit out his coffee. Gilbert gave it a 10.
Spit out his coffee.
That's the best score of the year.
Rick,
the best score of the year.
Rick from Wahoo, a 7. Mike and Dalton, 9. Vernon Dakin, 9.2.
High.
Rod, 5. Brings it down a little bit there. Eric, meh, 5. Sarah, 5.5. LB and Minden, 8.75.
Whip it,
good. Someone in Lexington says 8.35. Forgot about this song. Good one. Thank you, Jake. You're welcome. Sean in Omaha, 3.9. Kevin in Centennial, 0.2.
Mm. 0.2.
Mm. Not 2, but 0.2. Ryan in California, 8.8. Mm. Marcus, 9.9. Hook Levis,
Bird.
1.
There you go.
One from Bird.
Thank you, Bird.
Old Dad, 9.9. Great pick, Jake. Pops, Minnesota, 4. Gavin in Pender, 4. Sorry, 8.
Gavin.
Eight. Somebody else put it 4. Eight.
That's interesting, Gavin.
Bill and Bennett, 4. Duke for governor, 4.2. Mm-hmm. That is not governor. Duke. It's a fan of Duke, apparently, though.
Duke's got fans.
He does. Sanderson, 5.5. Jennifer, 5. Hubby, 3.1. Ouch. Ouch.
They're hurting.
That's not good.
They got good taste.
Scooter and Roka, nope. 2.1. And YouTube, Gary, 7.5. Jacob, 5.1. BWD of 5, Albert 6, Nels in Montana 7, Genghis 7.5.
Genghis.
Genghis.
He went 7.5 on that one. Troy 5.2. Song of the day was Alcohol by Brad Paisley from 2005.
I don't understand when you did that, Jake.
When I was meeting with the Palmyra youth football coaches who were amazing, the guy came over and talked to me. He was really nice. And he goes, we're out at his. Whatever this job site, and they were having some plumbing work done, and somehow they started talking about the show, and Duke said, "Oh yeah, I kind of know people on the show." He's like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "I'm Duke," and they went nuts.
No, they did.
Yeah, he goes, "Well, I'm Duke," and the whole staff went crazy. Like, what? You're Duke? He goes, "It's kind of like,
Duke is a part of the show.
Duke's
he's
become
icon.
Sort of.
He's kind of famous.
He's kind of famous.
Kind of
he's
famous. Icon, like that,
but yeah. He's famous in my mind.
But they freaked out, and all of a sudden, Duke just goes, "Well, I have to tell you, I'm Duke," and the place went nuts.
That's beautiful. Probably happens to him more than
probably a lot.
Yeah,
probably a lot.
I got to tell you, I'm Duke.
Without further ado, it is time for a Tuesday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
We've all been
that's
there.
That's the wrong
We've
open. All been- that's sorry, my bad.
Wow.
Redo that. Bill's Thrills.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Is this going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills sponsored by Steinert Contracting.
Randy!
He remodels your kitchen, house, whole house, or more. Please call Randy or text him at 402-417-5204. Steinert Contracting.
And Randy will be there out at Filmans. Oh. Randy will be there.
Yes.
Well, he's talking about,
wait a second.
Well, we're gonna remember.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. Randy and Duke will be there.
That.
Randy
Duke will be there too.
Duke will be there.
They're gonna
also
steal the show.
Still, yeah,
that's a natural.
Imagine all of a sudden like that. We'll go back and forth. What if they had a separate table set up with two mics?
There'd be more people there.
Yeah, for Randy and Duke, have their own mics, have their own questions. That'd be great.
We're gonna have to let Duke to the table.
Yeah, we'll have to lead him up. Yes, we will.
Some separate microphone.
That would be fun. He gets very nervous talking in front of people.
Does he?
He does. He gets nervous with that.
We'll make him comfortable. Don't worry, Duke.
Okay. I don't know if
Is this Bugaboo Tuesday, Bill?
Things that bother me.
Oh, boy.
This is my favorite.
Things that have went away. Things that are no longer barely existing that get me. And I think I went back to better times.
Thank you for doing that. God, I appreciate it.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You want to pamper, look to the camper. You want to pamper, look to the camper.
Okay.
Better times, and it's twofold. Old school campers. I saw someone pulling one from probably the 70s the other day. It was incredible. The pop-up camper. The pop-up camper back in me and Steve's day was so remarkable.
It was.
Jake, you ever seen the pop-up camper?
Yes.
They're the pop-up camper. Plus, here's what was, I don't know if this happened with you, Steve, in Columbus. those who had a pop-up camper in the summer would pop it up in their driveway, and it'd be up all summer.
Right.
And so that's also where we'd stay at sometimes. Sleep out in the camper. Yeah. It was the pop-up camper. Now it's like, if you pull that, they don't exist. It doesn't happen. And the next thing you don't see the pop-up camper. And they were, they pull in now, they'd be like, because now people have basically, they can bring their whole house as a camper. You can basically bring your own fifth wheeler in. The pop-up camper, you're kind of, I think people look down their nose at a little bit. They do, they kind of look a little, little snooty at the pop-up camper. And the pop-up camper was my life. The next thing was the pickup camper. Topper, but the pickup.
You don't see them
the
anymore.
Pickup camper does not exist anymore.
Never see them.
And Jake, these giant campers on the, and it, so it just set in your pickup
in
box.
The pickup.
And then over the top of your cab was where another sleeping area. And it was, they were huge. A strong wind, you're getting 2 miles to the gallon.
What happened?
Those things were the best. And Steve, remember also, they had these devices on the side that when you parked your truck, you lowered them down to stabilize. They were like the stabilizers to balance out the camper. You had, remember those?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't see those ever.
Never.
Never. They were.
What happened?
They were quit. They're probably being quit being made sometime in the 80s.
Yeah.
And you don't see them. This pop-up camper that someone was pulling probably just to some state park was probably made in that, like 1981. And they were whipping down the road. And I looked at them. I passed them. And I was like, I gave him one of those. You got it. I pointed right at him and said, thank you. He saw me. He saw me. Thank you. The pop-up campers, Jake, they were everywhere in people's. You just set them up in the summer. And then if you had it, they just popped
it up. Someone had it in the neighborhood.
There was always popular. And then we're guys going to sleep at tonight. We'll just go to the camper. Go to the camper. It'd be perfect.
Not all that comfortable.
No, not comfortable at all. Jake, they were made out of canvas. The pop-up
it strikes the chord because, Bill, I think my parents knows the angriest I've ever been at my parents was I was in first or second grade. We had a pop-up camper.
You had a pop-up camper.
And they gave it away. I used to play in the pop-up camper in the garage. I sat outside when someone pulled it away, and I cried. I was crying.
Why wouldn't you?
Because I'm like,
there goes better
fart.
Times. Yeah,
seriously.
There goes better
I
times.
I cried when someone pulled it away. I said, why did we just gave
How
that
were
thing
you?
Away?
20?
Second grade. might as well have been second grade, but it could have been 20, but it cried as
I
well.
Never felt so excited when I drove by that guy and I said, look at this guy. He's got a pop-up. Then I started thinking, I go, I've not seen, and Eric Getzfred has the pop-up one, trying to get in the Hall of Fame, which keeps getting snubbed.
Wait a second.
He still has the camper on the truck. Not the pop-up.
Oh.
He's got the pickup one.
He does?
He has the pickup one.
Oh, my
God. And he
cut
a hole in it and put a real air conditioner in it. A real window air conditioner in it.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's
incredible. Getzfred has a...
The pickup one.
You're kidding me.
You don't. I haven't seen one of those, Jake. They first of all, they're not even remotely made.
No,
and
I don't think so.
I haven't seen one for 30 years, I bet.
Ask the breakers, do they make them? Does anybody know?
This isn't the topper either, Jake. This is the pop-up. This is the camper on top.
Yeah.
And like I said, and people get it not safe. The kids rode in the camper, and they would sit in that front thing, and they could just look out over the little window.
You think it's unsafe?
I think it's pretty unsafe, I think. Yeah, if you're rolled over all of a sudden.
It's better times.
It's better times, though. Oh, anything from the text line,
Jake? Some response. You're at 464-568.
Jake cried. Jake cried.
Seriously.
I can see
now,
why.
My dad says they sold this. I didn't want it to be sold, though.
His dad listens.
He's listening. He's listening. I still was really upset they sold that.
God,
they did sell it, though.
I watched it get pulled away. It's like, well, there goes a piece of my life right
there. A piece of better
times. Dad took issue with that.
He did.
Yeah. We sold. He didn't give it away. We sold it. Yeah. Shouldn't have, though. Okay, response here. They still make both. They're just pieces of crap now.
Yeah, the new ones are. Old ones are incredible.
And they don't see them whipping down the interstate.
I don't see them down the interstate. Also, I don't see them popped up in people's driveways like they were in the 70s.
During better times.
Scott says, all the hassle of a tent for the price of a camper.
Yes, 100%. Basically, they were a tent. That was it. They were a tent. That's what they were. They were a pop-up tent. And you could open it, you could unzip, and then you had the mesh that the wind could blow through. That was your air conditioning.
Oh, God, yes.
Remember that? Yes.
I will show you this during the break, but I got a text from Chris in Fremont that says it has a wonderful picture of the buddy's camper in the truck that he built. This is
really?
A beautiful picture.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
So I'll show you that during the break. Kent says pickup beds have gotten so much smaller because of four-door pickups. Don't see as much in the back anymore.
Kent's probably right on that. Okay. They were a big. They just fit in there so nicely.
Mm-hmm. Snug. Yeah.
Brian says, my family drove from North Idaho to Southern California in a truck bed camper with us kids riding in the camper, No seatbelts the whole way.
Yeah.
That's better times.
Better times, Bill.
Remarkable. Imagine that vacation.
Way better.
Where you guys ride at? We rode in the back in the camper.
Right. Yeah.
And we drove for about, 800 miles. And that was awesome. Imagine the conversation the kids had in the back. Parents can't hear them either. Can't hear them.
No.
It's incredible.
This would be Andrew in Golden says, I saw a truck camper homemade of wood on I-70 yesterday blowing around in the wind.
Like to have seen that. Yeah, better times.
Believer, our parents used to drop us off at Louisville State Recreation and leave us with our 16-year-old sister while they work all week in the camper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? Just all of a sudden being hanging out at the state park.
Freedom.
A lake and stuff like that. And you have a camper, some snacks.
Freedom.
Like that. And then the parents, we're going to work today and we'll be back about 5:45.
Oh, that's an idyllic day.
Yes.
Don't hurry back.
Scooter from Roca says, I sold my pop-up camper for a shaggin' wagon.
Okay.
Okay.
The shaggin' wagon. Ooh. Station wagon.
Okay.
That's Scooter Rocha says that.
That's what Scooter said?
He said that, yes.
How old is Scooter?
He's upper 50s.
Okay, so he's already.
Looks good, very fit.
He is fit.
Yes.
Someone else says, my parents still have my grandparents' camper from the 90s. Before that, my grandpa made one in the 60s and drove it to Oregon with the family from Nebraska. That's a long trip.
Long trip.
The camp.
And that baby popping up like that, there's a lot to it. You had to get out and pop that baby up. You had to back it in. You had to unhook it. You had to balance it out a little bit.
Yep.
And you pop that baby out, and it was all canvas. It was all canvas. And the zippers were always jacked up. They were always jacked up. Always. Never a time was like,
Better times, though. God.
Yeah. Bill, can you give us the headline one more time, please?
You want to pamper? Look to the camper.
That is a wonderful edition of Bill's Throws Bugaboo Tuesday. Bring it back. Bring back the pop-up campers.
Please.
Things that bother me.
Please, God.
When we come back, Hour 2, CBS Sports has a look at the Big Ten, their season preview. That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.